I'm sick and tired of living with his flaw, an inquiry.
My husband is always late. It has been an issue for him since childhood. He agrees, his mother agrees, I agree, and it's driving me nuts. He's uncaring, inconsiderate, undependable, inept, and a poor example for our children. I'm just sick and tired of living with someone who doesn't care enough to change.
Okay, suppose you're right. What can you do? You've been trying to get him to change for 20 years and it hasn't worked. How about questioning these things in your own mind? After all, you're the one who is miserable. He's always late. Turn it around.
But I'm never late. This turnaround doesn't work.
Is that true? Can you think of three times in your life when you've been late? You might find them in areas that aren't the same as his.
Well, I was what they called a late bloomer. I was very slow at school. Later on, I turned out to excel at music and mathematics.
What was that like?
It was awful when my parents and teachers got on my case about being so slow. I always knew I'd get there eventually, but they didn't. I think their judgments about me slowed me down. I was so ashamed.
Any other ways?
I don't always pay our bills on time.
One more?
Once or twice I've put things off to the last minute, and it causes a lot of anxiety in me, and I have to rush the others to compensate.
He is uncaring, inconsiderate, a poor example for our children. How might you turn that around?
I'm inconsiderate when I yell at him about being late. I don't really care about him in those moments, and I don't consider how that makes him feel. And it is a poor example to our children when they see that I deal with the situation by yelling at someone I love.
And no wonder you're sick and tired of living with someone who doesn't care enough to change. That person is you. And there's no release or escape from yourself until you leave him alone and focus on your own turnarounds. Changing him will no longer be your life's work. You can be your life's work. You're the one who believes in change.
I just can't imagine how I could deal with his lateness differently.
His lateness is his business. You might just take care of your own. For instance, you could stop waiting for him to be on time. Let's think of a worst-case situation. What's the worst thing you can imagine his being late for?
Our only daughter is getting married this June, and he's supposed to be giving her away. If he's late for the wedding, I don't know what I'll do.
Let's try it out. You play the role of your daughter on her wedding day, and her father is late. I'll be the honest wife who loves him. I'll be you. He's running late, and we're at the wedding. Hi, honey. What a wonderful day to get married. You look beautiful.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's running late, sweetheart.
What do you mean? It is time to start now.
I know it. What do you suggest? I could walk you down the aisle if you like.
Don't be ridiculous, Mom. Couldn't you do anything with him?
No, honey. I just know that he's doing the best that he can. I offered to help, and he said to leave him alone.
And what did you do?
I honored what he wanted, of course.
Mom, that was so the wrong thing to do. You should have pushed him. It's my wedding. Oh, God, now he won't make it. It's all your fault.
I hear that, sweetheart, and what can we do to make it right at this point? You look so beautiful, even though a little panicked.
Well, I'm desperate. Okay, will you walk me down the aisle?
Yes, honey. It would be an honor. Is it okay if I cry?
What for, Mom?
I've never been so grateful as this for your father's lateness. I get to walk my daughter down the aisle. I love you both so much that I could just pop.
Mom, you're the greatest. Oh, there he is now.
How could we ever believe that he'd be late at all? How could we believe that late is even possible? He's obviously coming at the perfect time. Now I get to sit and watch the wedding of my daughter's dreams with her father giving her away, and nothing could be better than that. Look at what you imagine is a flaw in your partner, and notice the ways that it gives you an opportunity to appreciate him or her. If you can't find these ways, you'll eventually have to strike out in anger. Or you may just become frustrated at your lack of progress and attack yourself and her mentally. These attacks that you experience along the way are simply areas that need to be questioned, that's all. If the ways become obvious, you'll grow and grow into love without limit. A really bad relationship with whom? The work is never passive, though its results are always peaceful. Sometimes you may find yourself in a relationship with someone who is angry, hurtful, physically aggressive, or unkind toward himself. Someone who projects his thoughts onto you and really believes that you are the cause of his suffering. Get out of the relationship by all means if that's what seems right to you. A bad relationship is a different story with the same answer. Ask yourself, if I live with someone who projects his thoughts onto me to the point that my body is bruised or broken, I need to question my beliefs. I need to question the thoughts that have frightened me into staying. And I need to question statements like, he shouldn't hit me, or shout at me, or withhold from me, and turn them around. I shouldn't hit me, using his hands to do it. I shouldn't shout at me in my mind. I shouldn't withhold happiness from me. Is that as true or truer? And if it is, how might I live these turnarounds?